Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on our neighbors here in Slidell. Neighbors talking to neighbors about things that are mutually important. Our guest today is Kevin Davis, lifelong resident of Slidell, successful businessman, former parish president, former director of the Louisiana Homeland Security, and now the volunteer director of St. Tammany Cares. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
I saw recently on the news that St. Tammany had developed a program called St. Tammany Cares,
yes.
And I love it.
Yes. We were real excited about that. There's a group of us that have a Bible study, and we meet, and it was right after the event, unfortunate event, the flood event in our neighboring parishes, and we had some in St. Tammany up on our western side. About 83 different families had flooding because of that. But we all were there that morning, and the phone was ringing, and Pat Brister, the parish president, was there with us, and all of us were talking about what had happened, and we knew people and whatnot. And out of that, she called a meeting that afternoon with some local business people and other folks, and we met and talked about what could we do to help our neighbors in need. With that said, the St. Tammany Parish School Board, Trey Foles, and the administration and the faculty and teachers and students had started that week St. Tammany Schools Care Program with the HEART.
Okay.
And they had a big fundraiser coming that it was about a week and a half later on a Friday.
Okay.
Where they were accepting donations, monetary and school supplies for our neighboring school systems. In particular, both Livingston and Tangipahoa schools were completely flooded, the majority of those. And Trey had been talking to them about helping them through the process and anything they needed. St. Tammany was here to help. So we kind of took their verbiage and we all said, you know, we really like it. It is about community. It is about what can we do to help our neighbors in the time of need. And so many of us had people help us. We remember back 11 years ago during Katrina and many other events. I volunteered to kind of be the point person for the St. Tammany Cares here in St. Tammany Parish. So the school board and its administration and, like I said, teachers and students, they did a fabulous job. They raised over about $300,000 and supplies and everything. And that will go to those schools desperately in need who were completely flooded in our neighboring parishes.
So the schools by themselves raised $300,000 in cash and supplies to give to others.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really was. The outpour from St. Tammany residents was really gracious. I mean, my own son goes, so I was bringing stuff, and you'd see parents bringing it, and, you know, it was really kind of exciting to see. And I think it was a sense of community. Everybody, like I said earlier, wanted to help. But, you know, how do you do that? So that was how it kind of started, and we took that name. Trey Foles, the superintendent, said that he had an office in his emergency operations center for the school system, and certainly Pat did too. So we got an email address and a telephone number, which when I'm not there every day, but it all forwards to my personal emails or phone, rather. So we've been working over the last, going in about the fourth week, on connecting our people for whatever services or donations or assistance or help that they want to extend to our neighbors.
Well, most of the need, it seems like, was west of here, but you said there were 83 homes in St. Tammany that were affected by
this.
Yes,
up around the Goodbye area there, on the western, some of our rivers there.
Okay.
So it was unfortunate. A lot of it has been connecting people. So immediately that group of business people who we decided that was the name we wanted to use, the parish put it on their website, promoted it, and they have general information about all the other agencies that are assisting that you can go directly to. But you'd be surprised during an event. I mean, first off, it's the shock of the event. We're starting to see that now 4 weeks later. You know, the first couple of weeks is I gotta get back to work. I gotta do something with my house, my car. So you go through that process. So we've had numerous calls, but we compiled a list of all available housing and apartments and hotel rooms in St. Tammany Parish, and I sent that to our neighboring parishes and to FEMA so that they could have that available. We had many residents who called that say they happen to own a house somewhere that was vacant and they'd like to offer that up. So all of that was compiled and given to FEMA for their master list to try to assist people.
Wow. So not only did we take care of our own people, Mm-hmm. But we're taking care of people across the state.
Yes.
Who are just much worse off, really, than we were.
Yeah.
83 homes, that's horrible. And for
right.
each one of those people, I'm sure it was a tragedy in their life and a very hard moment. Mm. But when that need was met, then we were able to reach out beyond that.
Yeah, and our business community helped put that all together for me.
Really?
They worked over the 2 days. They got it all put together in 2 days, a huge list. So I forwarded to FEMA and to other parishes. So they could have that. And it had the phone number, what was available, the cost. Many of our landlords said, look, we'll waive the deposits. You don't have to stay. You know, a lot of them want you to do one-year leases. We'll
sure.
do short-term to help these people.
Wow.
So it really was nice to see. That industry put that together, and they continually update it and let me know if there's any additionals. And then it goes across the gamut. I had a lot of calls from other parishes. Because a lot of people, think about this, when their house is flooded, they've lost their communication.
Right.
So they don't have their little PCs or iPads or whatever. So they would get our name, they saw it advertised, and they would call us. East Baton Rouge called me, Livingston called me, Tangipahoa. Some in the beginning were looking for rentals. So we would give them that list. They'd tell me about where they were trying to get to, you know.
Sure.
We had homes available and apartments in Hammond and other locations, pretty close, too. So I'd forward to that. They'd say thank you. And then we work with all of our partners who are doing a great job, United Way, Red Cross, Salvation Army, and then our faith-based organization,
yes.
who I got to tell you, for communities, that's always been our core. If we didn't have that, I don't know that we'd ever be successful. Because many of them, they were in the room when we created this. So my contact was Pastor Randy out of the Church of King, and then he would disseminate it because I needed one point of contact. And that's what we were trying to do, was kind of streamline what your need might be. I was really excited. I mean, a lot of them, one lady emailed me back, you know, thank you so much. It was kind of rewarding to see that you were able to do something to help them find either housing or any other issues. But we had one here, they're out today, right down the street from here. Aldersgate, you know, they have their rebuilding program that many of the churches are involved with here. And they're going out today and tomorrow with 10 men to help a local St. Tammany family who flooded in March, had just finished sheetrocking and painting, was getting ready to move in when the second flood came. So the gentleman called me, got our number. He'd already went to FEMA. He's on the list and all of those things. But it doesn't happen real fast. So they're out there today and tomorrow, and he had already gutted it, removed all of his belongings, and he had the sheetrock and the insulation. So 10 men are going there today and work through the weekend to help get all that done. And that was from our community faith-based organization, who can mobilize quickly, and there's no government bureaucratic check this box or check that box. So it was really that one in particular I was really excited about, and want to thank the faith-based community for their congregations and what they do to support us. And then certainly we get a lot of calls. I had early on a national level call me about, and I can't remember the name of the organization, but it's some folks who weave and make blankets, beautiful blankets, mainly for children in crisis across the country. She called me and said, look, I've got blankets that we've made. Where do we ship them? We want to give it to those families. So we worked all that out, got it shipped. So, and on the front line was a Red Cross. So they distributed them to those that had children. So it's those kinds of things. It's the things that you don't think of every day. You know, we assume, well, I'm going to call FEMA, and they'll show up, and then I'll be able to get started. But it's a long process.
Well, you know, one of the neat parts about this is that as I'm listening to you describe this, I hear very few names coming across the board. What I hear is people who had a concern.
Right.
They weren't people trying to build a name or try to make a place for themselves in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of this is faceless people.
Yes.
Who just have an apartment to rent or a house to loan or whatever it is, or business people who put things together. But all of this comes together. I don't think that any of us could organize what just happened. If you saw the need and said, okay, what do I need to fill this need? Okay, I need a this, I need a that. It rather is the heart of people who want to make community, who want
right.
to put things out there, who are saying, I've got this asset. How can I help?
Right.
How can I be a part of this?
Yeah.
And your job has been to orchestrate what seems like an abundance, a plethora of good-hearted people
mm-hmm.
with good intentions wanting to be a blessing to somebody else.
Correct.
What an amazing parish we live in.
Certainly is.
That this is the heart of St. Tammany. St. Tammany really does care.
They do. And, you know, I didn't mention all the agencies. I said faith-based and the other. But also both chambers were involved. So it was really exciting because the chambers connect to the other chambers in the other parishes. If you remember, Livingston is like 97% of their businesses that went underwater. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine, you and I both go way back, and we both had small businesses. I mean, if everything's flooded, it's pretty tough. So the chambers and their membership were coming up with, I've got some office furniture. If you got a business up there that needs it, it's good new stuff that they had. They wanted to donate it. We had some that said, like, if you're a professional, maybe a lawyer or engineer or a professional, and your offices are flooded, but you could open, you're welcome to use my office, in other words. You know, maybe you're a lawyer and you got to get some things out.
Sure.
And your home's flooded, your office is flooded because all of them flooded up there. So it's really those kinds of things. Both chambers keep an active list of their members and what they want to donate. It really, from my perspective, it really was a wonderful picture of our community and what they wanted to help.
You said you were a volunteer, and this just came up in response to a flood. Do you think there's a long-term application for something like this, or is there even any thought right now to continuing to network and to join ourselves together and to develop community?
Yes, I think so. Now, we also have the North Shore Community Foundation. They're actively one of our partners, and anybody that makes donations, we ask them to make it to the foundation. It's a separate fund going directly to those in need. So we have that set up. Susan Bonnet is the executive director of that. Because a lot of people want to help. One of our biggest things that we had an issue with is clothing. A lot of people would call up and say, you know, I have a lot of very good clothes. I've washed them. They're all good. And we see on TV what's happening. We want to donate. That's been one of my biggest obstacles. We had several faith-based organizations that opened up and tried to do that. But it's really intense and a lot of manpower. So really what they could use, in my mind, are those donations, be it to the North Shore Community Foundation or even to the Red Cross or United Way. They're on the front line, and they're helping people actually door-to-door. And both of them have said all the money goes directly to support flood victims. So, you know, I've had calls that say, well, I've got some jackets, you know, winter's coming, I got jackets in this, all good, and we really appreciate it. But it's real difficult for clothing items right now.
Well, you know, I've heard a number of the organizations who have worked in this area in the past have started using gift cards. And in lieu of clothing, I understand if 97% of the businesses are gone in your community, this is going to make it tough.
Yeah.
But with gift cards, people are able to get the right size, the right color, the right everything that they need.
Yeah.
So maybe that kind of thing, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, because I found it, even when I was here and I had to deal with the Katrina thing, we had people from around the country who would send a truckload of clothing that would just show up. Well, first off, you got to sort it, you got to store it. Can imagine the manpower involved in that. I'm not saying there's not a need, but it's real hard on an organization to do that. Now, the Salvation Army has been picking up. You can call the Salvation Army because they do that all the time, and that'd be a good group if you really wanted to try to donate some clothing. But I don't have a real contact in the devastated areas for that particular item because of the reasons I just mentioned. And it's easier, you know, those folks are, as you remember in Katrina, your first 3 or 4 weeks you're in shock and you get on with business of gutting and doing those things. And the financial help that can get directly to them is really significant.
You know, it seems like it's a real blessing to have you in our community. You've been the parish president. You know where all of the different resources and tools are. Mm-hmm. And then from the state level, you know, to have these different parishes from all over the state to be able to call and to be able to pick up the phone and not to say, hello, Mr. Executive Director, but rather to say, hey, Kevin, I got a problem.
Yeah. A lot of people will call because I have all the forwarding because I'm on the road a lot. And I answer it, and I apologize because sometimes I forget to say St. Tammany Cares because it is on my private line when I forward it. And they're like, I didn't expect to get you. I said, oh, yeah, it's just me. You know, I'm volunteering. How can I help you? But it's very rewarding, and especially for the folks that are making the donation. I think it's rewarding for them to know that they are playing a role in helping their neighbors. And you're right, I was a state director of Homeland Security Emergency Operations for a little over 4 years. The neighboring parishes presidents all know me. They have called me several times. I've had meetings with them to help them through the FEMA maze. And I volunteer. I say, you know, it's the right thing to do because our community was good to me and my family. So it's part of giving back.
I'm really grateful that Pat Brister saw the need to call you immediately.
I was happy to get
you involved with it. That's great.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been connecting. We've done some fundraisers. I think there's another one coming up at the North Shore Harbor Center with some musicians.
Okay.
I think it's September the 18th during the day, I believe. And all that those dollars will go to the North Shore Community Foundation, who do a lot of great work in supporting faith-based organizations that are responding and other agencies that are helping. Our biggest concern as we move into the next phase, we've been in now 4 weeks, is the people are going to kind of a shock here in the 4 to 8 week timetable. So it's really important that we reach out to let them know there is help, somebody to talk to through like 211, United Way programs. You know, let them know that people do care, help them through that process.
Well, as we move forward, how can Slidell continue to be an encouragement and a blessing? There are processes in place, there are organizations there,
yes.
But as you said, the reality, the devastation, that I'm tired of living in this situation. Mm-hmm. Why can't my life be normal again?
Right.
How do I help my kids with homework? All of the stuff that goes into that. Mm-hmm. What can Slidell be doing now to be a blessing to...
Well, I think they're doing it now, and they'll continue to do that, and that's through their outreach programs and in support. We'll continue to St. Tammany Cares. It may merge into the foundation at some point for long term, maybe. It's connecting. Like, I don't have a lot of supplies where I rush out with them to you, but I connect you up with a phone number, a name, and then I follow up. I'll call. Did Bob call you about his? He needs some cleaning materials, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, we got that out to him." So that's kind of what we're doing, and I think that's a good thing. Now, a lot of our agencies and faith-based, they're doing this every day, and they do a fabulous job. As I mentioned, here in this Greater Slidell area, many of the churches got together, still doing the Katrina rebuilding, helping people with houses. Believe it or not, 11 years later, which in itself is just unbelievable that all the churches came together to help support that.
I talked with Jim Faddick with the North Shore.
They call it a new name. I keep saying it.
The long-term recovery team. And he indicated that through their organization with volunteers coming, they coordinated it and facilitated it, but it was the volunteers who made it happen.
Right.
They were the largest construction company in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. They logged 25 million man hours.
I'd believe it.
Between Katrina and some period of time recently.
Yeah.
So, they're all doing a great job, and it's just exciting to be a small part of building community, building faith, building networking, and showing that St. Tammany is probably the best place in Louisiana to live.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sorry, everybody else, but I think we got enough on it.
I agree. They've done in that support from the faith perspective, and they do case management. They don't just, it's very involved what they're capable of and what their abilities are. And then the volunteers that come out are unbelievable. I think the story I told you about going to Goodby here this weekend, 10 men are coming from Denton, Texas
to come in
to help him put that shear. The guy, I spoke to him, I don't like to mention names, but he couldn't believe it. He was so excited.
Well, Kevin, thank you for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to add to what we've talked about today?
You can reach us. You can go to the St. Tammany Parish website, the government, or you can go to STP Cares. You're certainly welcome to email me at kevin.davis@stpsb. That's the school board, .org, because I have Trey in the administration gave me a little office in there. If you want to donate or assist, and then I'll get you in the right direction. Thank you, Greater Slidell.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for being with us today. I'm just amazed and excited about what's happening in the place that we call home together.
Yep.
It's great. Thank you for being here, and thank you for Slidell for tuning in to Voices today. You can call us at 985-250-1037 if you have comments on this programming or something you'd like to make us aware of. Please give us a call, 985-250-1037. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, or you can go to our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to the station. We depend on support from people like you. Thank you. Once again, that phone number is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voice of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.